Questions number 20 to 22.
A popular ride at many amusement parks is the Ferris wheel, a giant vertical wheel with seats giving passengers great panoramic views. It was named after its American inventor, George Ferris. Ferris was born in Illinois in 1859. He studied civil engineering, and he became well known for building and designing railroads, bridges, and tunnels. What he is mainly remembered for, however, is his attempt to design something more impressive than France's Eiffel Tower. In the 1889 World's Fair in Paris, the Eiffel Tower was considered a technological masterpiece. The next World's Fair was to be held 4 years later in Chicago, and the organizers asked engineers to think of exciting ideas that would make their fair memorable. Ferris proposed a 76-meter-high steel wheel with 36 cars that could each hold 60 people. His proposal was rejected originally because the organizers thought it was dangerous, costly, and unrealistic. However, he proved that it would be safe and raised money to build it. Then his proposal was approved and the wheel was built. During the fair, about 10,000 people rode it daily. Unfortunately, Ferris died soon after the fair ended. Nevertheless, his name lives on today in many amusement parks around the world.
Listen again.
A popular ride at many amusement parks is the Ferris wheel, a giant vertical wheel with seats giving passengers great panoramic views. It was named after its American inventor, George Ferris. Ferris was born in Illinois in 1859. He studied civil engineering, and he became well known for building and designing railroads, bridges, and tunnels. What he is mainly remembered for, however, is his attempt to design something more impressive than France's Eiffel Tower. In the 1889 World's Fair in Paris, the Eiffel Tower was considered a technological masterpiece. The next World's Fair was to be held 4 years later in Chicago, and the organizers asked engineers to think of exciting ideas that would make their fair memorable. Ferris proposed a 76-meter-high steel wheel with 36 cars that could each hold 60 people. His proposal was rejected originally because the organizers thought it was dangerous, costly, and unrealistic. However, he proved that it would be safe and raised money to build it. Then his proposal was approved and the wheel was built. During the fair, about 10,000 people rode it daily. Unfortunately, Ferris died soon after the fair ended. Nevertheless, his name lives on today in many amusement parks around the world.